This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hopefully, I get an opportunity to go lots of ham.
That hit a giant!
No.
I don't know what the hell they're doing here.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Touchdown, Michael Irvin!
Prepare yourselves.
Move over, sweetness! Make a place for Emmett!
For Sham Goes Ham.
To the 10, 5, walk the dog! Touchdown, Barry!
All right, Cowboys win the toss. They defer. Falcons get the ball first and immediately think about giving the ball back to the Cowboys.
Matt Ryan's going to throw a middle screen on the first play and almost throw an interception. That ball was dropped by Malik Collins. He was so unprepared to see the ball coming, he actually had it in both hands and dropped it.
That was one of two dropped interceptions on the day that were sure shots.
Yeah. So the Cowboys get the ball. And that first drive, I think, to me, was very important because they were starting about the 12-yard line or so.
Mm-hmm.
They got bailed out on a penalty that helped extend the drive. But then they had a third and one, and they threw it out to the side to Cole Beasley. Kind of a bad pass by Dak. And this is where we start talking about that, Cole Beasley's rap career.
Snap is back. Looking left. Little hitch screen to Beasley. Makes one move with some sauce across the 45 and gets a first down to the Dallas 48-yard line. And that special Beasley secret sauce was needed to make that move to get the first down.
Does he have a marketing person for him with that sauce?
I mean,
if he doesn't market some type of sauce,
they're crazy. Well, he's busy with his rap career.
Well, that's true, too.
Which is successful.
You listen to a lot of it, Brad?
You know,
what song do you like best?
which song? I couldn't just like, which of
yeah,
your
right,
children
which,
do you
yeah,
like
Yeah, exactly. I feel the same way.
I love the whole name of Cole Beasley song.
I can tell you my favorite Cole Beasley song, I Am What I Am. First song in the album.
That's about Popeye, right?
It's banging. I like that
Binder.
One. I like My Baby. My Baby's badass, too.
Should the play-by-play guy have known a song on that album?
No. I don't think so. It's not really his lane.
Focus on other game preparation?
It's just not what he's into.
Did Babe throw him under the bus by asking him to name a song?
Well, he was having fun with it because he said he couldn't name a song either.
And also, Brad didn't care.
Not at all.
If it was something that Brad cared about, maybe, but that's not a bus throw.
Right.
All right. We go down to the goal line. Cole Beasley is still in the mix. In fact, he's the main character of this next play.
And a play fake, rolling right, throw into the goal line, caught. That is, now it's juggled, it's incomplete. Cole Beasley was not able to hold on. I thought for sure he'd caught that ball.
You're not going to see that very often.
No, you really are not, and that's a shame, because that's a perfect throw.
Oh, and you can't draw it up any better than that.
Beasley made a great move to get inside the guy, and Prescott put it right in his hands, and Beasley dropped 6 points.
That's so rare. I didn't even believe what I was seeing. I was like, that just never happens.
He's so sure-handed, especially with a chance for six. The other thing that's cool is that he had a chance to make amends later in the game, which I'm sure we will get to. But, I saw a lot of people on Twitter killing the Cowboys going, hey, I mean, put up a touchdown against this defense. I'm like, well, they kind of had a touchdown. That's a sure touchdown. Just dropped. They got three. You know, in the grand scheme of things, when you look back at it, they put up enough points on the road.
It's edited for time, but they talked about how the same play happened last week, and Dak just didn't hit him. Dak made a bad throw. And I said, they're going, oh, yeah, I remember that. Yeah. So, tough times. Hey, settle for three. It happens. We're going to move on to the third quarter, as the first half was really a field goal fest. And this is where Amari Cooper comes into the game. Just a basic comeback route on the outside, but he made such a great catch, and we had to talk about it.
Second down, play action. Deep ball on the right side. Oh, a nice grab at the 40.
No, that wasn't nice. Give me a better word, Brad.
Phenomenal.
There we go.
Amari Cooper, because that ball could have been a pick six the other way.
Oh.
Just as easy. Trufant one-on-one on Cooper, and the ball's up in the air, and Amari Cooper made an all-pro play.
Wow. You want to talk about the difference between Amari Cooper and anybody else that you had or have on the roster?
Yeah.
There it was.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a great conversation. What is the biggest difference on the roster in the best player and the second best player?
I'd say it's probably in a group.
Yeah, I'd say it's probably, if you take the quarterback out, it's probably wide receiver.
Yeah, maybe. Although we've seen what happens at offensive line when
Tank. Okay, probably Tank to the next guy. Well, I don't
know. Tyron to the next guy.
Well, I'm saying Zach. You know, you're, I'm talking about a group, your offensive line.
Oh, okay. You're doing the whole group.
Yeah,
okay.
The whole group.
Okay.
And so it's like maybe Tank to the next guy. I don't know.
Martin to Redmond.
That play was like that because it was late.
Yeah.
It was Dak saw it late, threw it late.
An incredible catch.
Unbelievable catch.
Yeah.
And those are the types of plays that we haven't been seeing for the most part this season, where you go turn a bad throw into a catch.
Right.
Yeah.
And that's exactly what that was. Yeah. Yeah. And where earlier, had a very uncommon drop by Cole Beasley. This is the exact opposite. Turn a bad throw into a catch.
Now, third quarter was a little sluggish for the Cowboys. This is a point where Dak takes a sack and Brad and Babe are not happy about it.
Prescott back, rushed, flushed out, throw the ball. He got run down from behind at the 45 by Vic Beasley.
Yeah, Dak Prescott, he's... Come on, Dak, you're in your third year here. Zeke Elliott is catching cold in the left flat. Give him the ball. Give him the ball. Tom Brady,
both
Drew Brees,
are
the ball's
deck.
Out.
Both sacks are on Dak.
And now you're third and 16.
Yeah, and that is the quarterback's fault.
Yeah, he's been sacked the second most times in the NFL, and typically that looks bad on an offensive line, but for the most part, most of Dak's sacks have been on him holding the ball too long. But that's just something that over time, Babe saying, hey, you're in your third year now, you need to grow out of that. That's something he needs to evolve and grow in. That's an area where he definitely can get better, and there's no reason to believe that he can't get better.
And that wasn't holding on to it too long. Vic Beasley blew through the line the second the ball was snapped. Really, if you look at it, he probably should have shuttled it, right?
Well, that's the thing. I'm worried about, not worried about it. I think there's been emphasis placed on, hey, let's get the ball down the field a little bit now. Mm-hmm. And then maybe those times that Zeke is just out there open in the flat, he's maybe missing that now.
I think that if a guy blows through the line that quick, then Dak needs to assume that he's on his heels.
Yeah.
Instead of just, what I'm saying?
Yeah, sure.
That's why they're saying get rid of it.
Let's talk about Brett Maher, third quarter. It's time to kick a 50-yard field goal. Will he make it?
Now, this is on his preferred left hash. Remember, the roof is open. 50 yards to tie the game. Good snap and hold. The kick's got plenty of leg, and the kick is perfect right down the middle. Waiter, I'd like a left hash mark kick, please. 6-6 in the third quarter.
God, 6-6 in the third quarter.
In that game.
And we thought it was going to be a shootout.
Yeah. It's the greatness of the NFL, man. No idea what's about to happen.
Fourth quarter. Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Let's go.
Inside the 5-yard line, the Cowboys trail 9-6.
In the gun, Prescott back to his left. Read option. He keeps it to the goal line. Bangs it in. Touchdown, Prescott. Cowboys lead again.
That is such a valuable red zone weapon to have, that skill, that asset. And that's why it surprised me that Carolina did what they did on their 2-point conversion. Why have Cam just sit in the pocket, wait? Do something where he's on the move or at least can run it in if nothing's there. And I like seeing the Cowboys take advantage of that.
12-9 is the score. They had a chance to make it 13-9. Oh, no.
Maher with 14-19 remaining hits a line drive kick and he missed it. He missed the extra point. The ball hardly got off the ground. Oh, me.
Sweet double field goal, Cowboys.
I was sitting there going, oh, crap. That's huge because Matt Bryant doesn't miss field goals.
God, no doubt.
My Maher confidence is not very good right now.
Mine neither.
Just in general.
Yeah. It's going to be that way if your kicker misses an extra point.
Yeah. I mean, you were just talking about Carolina. They decided to go for two because their kicker had missed an extra point.
It happens every week. Yeah. Someone shanks one or just doesn't get a hold of it. The basic, and I'm no kicking coach, but the basic confidence of his kicks, and I know we drilled the 50-yarder, so I'm not killing him for that, but the basic right-to-left draw that we had going all year long.
It's gone.
It's gone.
Yeah.
And I'm sitting there, is that a confidence thing? Is that just
I don't know.
The way it goes? I don't know. I
think it's troubling, though.
Crazy thing. But it's 12-9. The Falcons now have the ball. Will they answer? The answer is no.
Ryan pulls it down, throws the ball over the middle. It's intercepted. Van Der Esch coming right. Knocked off his feet at the 31-yard line. In a crowd, Leighton Van Der Esch stands out.
Well, thank goodness the Cowboys didn't draft Calvin Ridley. That's all I can say.
That is the play that changed this game.
Absolutely.
You're in the fourth quarter. Matt Ryan is about to take it down the field in his home stadium and take a lead in this game. And that play turned the game on its axis. And you either make those plays when it when it comes down to it, or you don't. Earlier in the game, it was earlier with the Heath interception, right?
Yeah, Heath one too, yeah.
Jones blew him up.
You know, you either make that play or you don't, and the truly special players are able to come up with those turnovers, and that's what Vander Esch is. He turned this game on a dime.
Yeah, it was that was huge, and I mean, can't be stated enough. We're this far into the game, and Atlanta hadn't scored a touchdown yet.
Yeah.
Wow.
12-9. Cowboys just got the interception, so they're around the 30-yard line, and it's time to feed old Zeke.
Second and two at the 23. Prescott under center. Hand off Elliott. Big hole up the middle. To the 15. Made a man miss. To the 10. To the 5. Walk the dog. Touchdown, Elliott.
Woo!
Pro Football Focus said Ezekiel Elliott forced 9 missed tackles.
Wow.
That's the most he's had in a game this year.
Spectacular.
9. So 9 times somebody had him dead to rights and he got out of it.
And that was just the second play after the interception, right?
Second play.
Amazing.
You know, it was even a couple weeks ago, we were sitting there going, man, they got to run the ball better and things like that. And I'm going, man, he was, and this is, and now he might be pressing, Todd. I need to look up the latest standings. But he's always been like second in the league in rushing all year long. Mm-hmm. Like he's been up there. But 25 to 30 touches. That's what we want out of Ezekiel.
Yep.
So it's 19-9. Falcons get the ball back. They get a field goal, 19-12. Then the Cowboys have to punt again. You have the Lance Lenoir penalty, 19-12. Falcons driving down the field now.
Ryan back to throw on second and short. Deep ball. Right side of the end zone. Ball's caught. It's a touchdown to Julio Jones.
God. Okay, so I'm fairly convinced that they had their little two-minute warning there, and they're over there on the sidelines, and they're going, man, if we can strike downfield right now, we can burn our 3 timeouts and get the ball back with a minute and a half to go.
Absolutely.
Strike now. We're on the other side of the two-minute warning, and that's exactly what they did.
I felt for Cheeto. In the Lions game, he gave up a lot of catches that were just – he was almost perfect coverage, but they still somehow completed it. There's not really much else he could do on that. He's all over Julio Jones. He's fighting, trying to knock the ball off. It's pretty damn good coverage. I don't know what to say for him. I feel bad. It's almost like teams are going after him, and the broadcast didn't really know if he was good or bad. It seemed like they thought he was trash.
Well, you know, it's a thing where it's a situation, too. Cheeto's got to get, at some point, he's still early. We got to remember that with him. He's got to get better at turning his head. He does not turn and look for the ball ever. But his thing that he tries to do is kind of hand fight and shield you from making the catch. But he needs to turn around and catch the ball eventually. But, dude, someone was going to get Julio'd at some point.
That's an incredible throw and an incredible catch.
It finally happens. Yeah, you know, it's not that big of a deal.
Yeah.
So the Cowboys have the ball back. There's 1:50. I hated their first play call going to the air. I thought if you ran the ball and then you ran the clock down to 1:10, you've basically put Atlanta in a position to where they can't really, you know what to do. You know, and you would be the only team to get the ball.
But in their defense, they're heavily criticized for running on first down every freaking time, and now everyone knows it, so they're trying to switch that up.
Yes, but to me, the clock management right there was off. But, well, really, all the clock management towards the end was off to me, but they got through it. Okay, so let's move on to the big play. The Michael Gallup play is not talked about enough. The 3rd and 10 was huge. You had to have it.
Yep.
But then this is the other play that got them into field goal range on that final drive.
3rd and 5, right?
Mm-hmm.
Out of an empty gun, back to throw. Pressured. Throws it out. He found a man in the middle of the field. 40, Elliott. 35, Elliott to the 30.
It's Beasley.
Cole Beasley. 19, Beasley. Timeout, 34 seconds.
That won you the game right there, homies.
Yeah, and it showed a comfort in the pocket, too. I really like the way – I mean, if you go back and you look at that play, I've watched it about 10 times, and Dak is kind of sliding in the pocket and kind of throws with touch opposite of his body.
Mm-hmm.
Remember early on, he would just throw these bullets that would just bounce off people.
Right.
Now he's throwing with touch, and that was just a masterful pass. And he's just got that gene, that clutch gene. We talked about what he did against Philly. When it mattered most and you got to have it, that's when it seems like he rises to the occasion and is at his best.
Cowboys run it, run it, run it. They try to burn all their timeouts or run the clock all the way down. And then they play for the 40-plus yard field goal for the win. The Jason Garrett way. Brett Maher to win the game.
The ball is spotted at the 32. So it's 42 for the win. Operation good. 42 away. Maher for the win. Cowboys win. 42 yards. What missed extra point?
Unbelievable. Another great Cowboy victory. Two in a row on the road, and they are very much alive. Thank you, Mr. Sham. Thank you, Mr. Laufenberg. It's the Ben and Skin Show, 105.3 The Fan.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.